You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is Friday morning, September 5th, 2025, 6:06 in the morning. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your Friday morning, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or listening to us or watching us on social media or through other platforms. And yeah, Alicia says, with lots of exclamation points on YouTube, it's Friday. It is finally Friday. And some of us could not be happier about that, even though it was a short work week. Short, but still packed. You know the rule. No good holiday goes unpunished, or vacation day or anything like that. So we've had a lot to pack into 4 days, and we're going to share some of it with you this morning. Let's see. Our week in review panel, of course, will be here. That includes former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, journalists Jennifer Scholze and Mark Jacob. We would normally hear from Akia Vakil from Courier Newsroom. He's continuing on with his vacation this week, so we will hear from him more next week. We will, of course, have Mike Clemens along to talk sports. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will join us as well. She had her knee replaced a little over a week ago. We'll ask her how things are going on that front. Apparently, the doctor's not being an entirely compliant patient. So, we'll talk about that a little bit as well. And we'll talk to Parker Olson, because somebody's got to produce this thing. Somebody's got to babysit the host. And he's down there in Madison at Studio A2. Watching over things for us with, I believe, some Badger Red on there for today.
Of course. Yeah. Why not?
Well, because you would otherwise be in Packers green and gold.
So, that's also true, but that's Sunday. So yeah, you can only prepare one day ahead.
I get that. Okay.
What you do is you celebrate the win by wearing Packer green and gold on Monday.
Oh, I did not realize there was established protocol for this.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
I got it.
And I spend my Saturdays in purple while I watch Whitewater.
I was going to say, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
we're close to the Vikings territory, but let's keep it at Whitewater purple, shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, while we're mentioning the Badgers, they will be playing their second game of the season against Middle Tennessee tomorrow. Coverage begins at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on several Civic Media stations. And then on Sunday is the Packer game against Detroit. Pregame starts also at 1 o'clock. And some of those stations are different between the Packers and the Badgers. So head over to Civic Media to learn more about that. It's going to be a busy one here. Alicia putting up on YouTube, I heard somewhere doctors aren't good patients. Sometimes it's very true. So we'll talk to Dr. Lyerly about that. Brewers were losers yesterday, even though Freddy Peralta did a really nice job, but they were shut out. And yeah. If the season hadn't been going as well as it had, that might be a little bit more, I don't know, not depressing, but it's never great to get shut out, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
No, it's not, because when you have a pitcher that gives your team an incredibly good chance at winning a game, especially with the bullpen that we've got going on right now, you would think that two wouldn't win a game, but.
And there were plenty of chances. The Brewers had runners in scoring position many times, and some games,
I believe,
you can't get a run across.
I believe the stat was the Brewers were 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, that sounds about right here. And yeah, no. Here it is. Milwaukee was 0-for-10 with runners.
Oh, duh. Yeah, because we didn't score. Well, I must have been thinking about yesterday.
Didn't even get a hit here. The Brewers, like I said, they threatened a couple of times. Freddy Peralta extended his scoreless inning streak to 29. He's pitched 29 scoreless innings in a row. The record, by the way, for those of you haven't heard this name for a while, but it's going to make you feel good if you're an older Brewers fan like me. Teddy Higuera set the record of 32 scoreless innings consecutively back in 1987. I haven't heard Teddy Higuera's name in a long time. Anyway, Fastball Freddy struck out 8. He allowed 3 walks and 2 hits, throwing 92 pitches over 5 innings. And, you know, again, 2-0 shouldn't be insurmountable, but not if you can't score with runners, you know, in scoring position. So the Brewers now head to Pittsburgh and open up a 3-game series there. You can catch, again, those games across the Civic Media Radio Network, Brewers and Pirates. 5:05 is the pregame start for getting started. And by the way, speaking of the Brewers, it's Free Ticket Friday.
You're telling me there's a chance.
I'm telling you, there's a chance that you could win tickets to a Brewers game. And because it's Friday, we'll give you a keyword. You'll have until 9 a.m. to use the Civic Media app to send it in to us. And I'm going to keep you hanging for about 7-8 minutes more here to get the keyword. But that gives you time to either download the Civic Media app or just have it handy. Get it ready to go. Get to the radio stations. Actually, any of them will do, but preferably the ones broadcasting this program. And then use the text feature to text us the keyword that I'm going to give you in just a little bit. And so use the text feature for that, but there's also a voice note feature where you can leave us a message, an audio message, and, you know, say something nice about Parker or tell us what you're doing this weekend. Or because we're still marking Build a Better Breakfast Month, you can tell us what you're making for breakfast. I already mentioned my accidental breakfast, thanks to dropping some of the eggs. having to scramble those up very quickly. But this show is extremely pro breakfast, and not just because it's an early morning show. There's plenty of people who, you know, even though they work an early morning show, they only eat like fruit roll-ups for breakfast or something like that. No, Park,
who could you ever be talking about? Who would do such a stupid thing?
I'm not saying it's stupid. I'm just saying
I will admit that what I am doing is stupid. I should eat significantly better.
Yeah. It's just one of those things I like to make, except on Fridays. By Fridays, I'm just like, okay, let's just get through the day. Let's get out the Roy Kent mug, as I have here traditionally on Fridays.
There you go.
Again, patron saint of the show, because he can say things we can't say on the radio, and get through our Friday that way. So again, Brewers were losers 2-0, head out to Pittsburgh, and Free Ticket Friday chances are coming up in just a sec. Any big plans for the weekend for you?
Big plans for the weekend, actually about as big as my plans will ever get. We'll be heading down to Whitewater, going to the football game, as I do on Saturdays now in the fall. What else we got? I think I might be staying over with a couple of buddies there, and then back home Sunday, watch some Packers. That's all I need. You might notice a theme here. My weekends revolve around football.
That just makes you, I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, normal. Oh, you're a normal person.
Phew.
Which is, so not only do people talk about football, you know, as far as the game, the teams on the field, but it is an experience. And that experience includes food. And that takes us to the Up North News daily newsletter. You can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. And you can find out what's being served up at Lambeau Field this year.
Cheese curds?
Well, probably. Yes. But I'm talking like the higher end stuff.
Like mac and cheese.
Yeah. Higher than that even. Specifically, I'm looking at something that's on our website from the USA Today Network, initially reported by Jalissa Burns of the Appleton Post-Crescent and the Green Bay Press-Gazette about the foods that you can get at Lambeau Field this year, starting with the home opener. And again, that is this Sunday at 3:25. That's when the kickoff is. 1 o'clock start of the pregame. Where do we want to start here? You know, we've got a cheese theme here. How about a grilled cheese with summer sausage?
Ooh.
Yes, sourdough bread, Havarti cheese, summer sausage, and a little garlic herb cream that's on there as well.
That sounds awesome.
It sounds really tasty. And because you're buying it in a stadium, it's $15.
So the
$15 grilled cheese sandwich, but it's, shall we say, a higher end one.
Yeah.
I'll save you a buck for $14. You can get chicken nuggets. Not just any chicken nuggets.
Okay.
They are football shaped,
yeah,
cheese infused chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I can get with that. Okay. Yeah.
Cheese infused football shaped chicken nuggets that you can get for just $14 if you like. Let's see. There's also a brat with sauerkraut slaw, including Swiss sauce, because again, you got to put cheese in everything. That brat will set you back $12. There's the brat show. It's like a nacho, but it's a brat show, and it's not nachos made with corn tortilla chips. It's made with tater tots. So it's basically like tater tots served nacho style with sliced bratwurst coins on there, along with beer cheese, sour cream, guacamole, green onions. That'll only set you back $12.
Is that the cheapest thing we've heard so far?
It is, because could go for the loaded big pretzel. It's a big Bavarian pretzel.
Love a big pretzel.
Oh, sharp cheddar cheese sauce, crumbled brats on it, along with fried sauerkraut, beer cheese mustard sauce, and beer mustard. But that'll set you back $20. Yep.
That'll happen.
For folks that didn't make breakfast, you might want to after we get done telling you about all this food here. Let's see. There's the tenderloin steak sandwich, which is a roasted beef tenderloin, bourbon brown sugar onions, roasted mushrooms, and A1 aioli on a corn dusted Kaiser roll.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's going to set you back $26. So you're aware. There is a fried chicken, pickles, and coleslaw on a King's Hawaiian roll. The green and gold barbecue chicken sandwich will set you back $14. There's a barbecue pull apart, again, with your King's Hawaiian rolls with barbecued pulled pork and sweet and spicy pickles on there.
Okay. I'm a sucker for pulled pork.
$20. And here's one I'd be interested in trying, perhaps, would be brat egg rolls. Because, again, we got to put brats or cheese in everything. So these would be crumbled brats, a little fajita mix, cheese curds, cream cheese, all as part of an egg roll. And that'll set you back $13 at the Johnsonville Tailgate Village there. Huh. There's a meatball sub. There's a hot Italian sub. There's a bento box with beef or chicken, fried rice, kimchi, cucumber salad, egg rolls, and a custom fortune cookie. I'm sorry, who's getting a bento box at the Packer game?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like the place for that. Also, custom fortune cookie? I want to know what that is.
I'm sure what it means is that all the fortunes are related to the Packer game, the football game, things like that.
So yeah.
Not your standard stuff that you could get off of a Magic 8-Ball.
Sure.
You
know? I was envisioning like a green and gold cookie.
Ah, no. So there's, there are chicken wings, and there's gelato cups as well. Mm-hmm. So that's some of the higher end fare that you can find at Lambeau Field.
Oh, yeah.
If you're of a mind to that. I don't know. I've only been to a couple of Packer games, and I'm extremely focused on the game. That's why you do the tailgating. You fill up ahead of time.
Yeah. I hate going to things and missing the thing. So.
Yeah, don't miss the thing. All right, coming up in just a couple of moments, we're going to give you the keyword for Free Ticket Friday, and we'll cover some of the day's headlines as we start to cover things on a Friday morning from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for making this the place to spend a part of your morning. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, as promised, it's Free Ticket Friday, your chance to win four great club-level seats to American Family Field to see a future Brewers game, a specific game that I'll tell you about in just a sec, along with the keyword. Again, one more time, text us through the Civic Media app, a keyword until 9 a.m. Then there will be different keywords throughout today, more chances to win, and one of those statewide entries will be drawn to win four great seats to see the Brewers take on the St. Louis Cardinals next week, Saturday, September 13th. That's a night game, Saturday night game, 7:15, next Saturday. So if you can go to a Brewers-Cardinals game next Saturday, September 13th, that evening, if you can get electronic tickets on your phone and use them at the field, well, you should try to win these four tickets. And to do that, from now until 9 o'clock, the keyword to send in is the word base, B-A-S-E, like first base, second base, third base. Base, B-A-S-E, is the keyword from now until 9 a.m. to get those four tickets to see the Brewers taking on the Cardinals next Saturday, September 13th. So base, B-A-S-E, is the keyword that you want to send in this morning. Tony asks on YouTube, hey, is this the Up North podcast? And then, of course, he says, just kidding. But he knows exactly where I'm going next on this. And it's just to offer a bit of clarification. Because Up North News, for all of our many fine qualities, has a generic-ish name. Up North is seen and heard in a lot of places. And so, you know, that's been a kind of our occupational hazard at Up North News. One of the things we did was we squished all the words together, Up North News. It's all one word in our logo, and tried to differentiate ourselves that way. We cover all of Wisconsin. We are, you know, we are America's Up North, all of Wisconsin. But people still hear and see Up North, and they think it's, you know, just an area, say, around, I don't know, Minocqua. And the Minocqua Brewing Company, which is run by Kirk Bankstead. Well, Kirk, once upon a time, several years back now, wanted to do a podcast, and he asked if I would help out, and I was happy to do that. This was long before Civic Media came along, and in a shameless attempt at a little bit of promotion, I said, why don't you call it the Up North Podcast, and then I'll mention Up North News a few times. You mentioned Minocqua Brewing Company. Okay, fine. We did that for a while there, a little over a year, I believe, and then Kirk wanted to concentrate more on the brewing business. And I had this wonderful opportunity to come to Civic Media and bring Up North News to everybody through the radio waves. And so we were Up North News Radio for the first couple of years. And then we changed the name earlier this year to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. So the Up North is all still out there. So looking at Facebook yesterday, and Kirk posts on the Minocqua Brewing Company page a lot of what they're doing, and it's a lot of political activity, organization, communication, things like that. But he also, along with sending out daily emails and things like that, holding certain events, he is going back into doing his podcast. And so he said that he was announcing the return of the Up North Podcast. And that's fine. He's going to do that. Let's see. And I forget if it's Tuesday or Wednesday evenings coming up soon here. He's going to get that started. And they'll talk politics, of course, but I know they'll talk music and other things as well. And I made sure to put a comment on that post from our Facebook page, the Mornings with Pat Kreitlow Facebook page, to let people know the same thing that I'm letting you know, is that there will be again this podcast called the Up North Podcast. And it is not the same as Up North News. The two are different. Kirk does his thing in his own way. We do our thing in our own way over here. And so we just wanted to make sure that there wasn't going to be any confusion between the two, because it is admittedly, you know, a generic sounding term. But again, when you hear about the renewal of the Up North Podcast, and if you want to subscribe to that, that's great. But we'd also love it if you continued to follow Up North News and, you know, what used to be Up North News Radio, which is now Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered with Up North News, that you can hear as a podcast. Head over to Spotify or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you're following this particular one so that you don't miss any of our shows along the way. So again, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, and follow our show here. And then you can determine if you want to follow the Up North podcast from the Minocqua Brewing Company as well. Looking at some of the other stories making news here, they include a note that one of the former legislators, Jocasta Zamarripa, is going to be running for Secretary of State in the state of Wisconsin. And that's the post that is currently held by Sarah Godlewski, but she has now decided to run for Lieutenant Governor. And so Jocasta Zamarripa, who's now serving the city of Milwaukee, is going to be running. So again, we've got another another one of these open races where there will be new faces in 2026. And there's lots of time for more candidates to come out, both Democratic and Republican, who will be running. And we'll just try to keep you updated on them as best we can as all of these candidates come about. So keep an eye out for that. Jocasta, by the way, when I said serving the city, I should say she represents the south side of the city on the Common Council, was previously in the state legislature, and said she'd been eyeing to run for lieutenant governor before Sarah Godlewski made her announcement, and now is likely to file to run for Secretary of State instead. So that's, again, ballots are just slowly but surely coming together for the 2026 election. Coming up is today's history lesson, including a little history about the Muppet Show, the past and potentially the future of the Muppet Show. Thanks for spending some time here as part of your mornings powered by Up North News. Again, Up North News. UpNorthNewsWI.com. More after the Midwest Farm Report here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is The Animals from 61 years ago today, 1964, when they had a number one hit with House of the Rising Sun. And if I would have hit it just right, if I'd have hit the ramp out of the intro, I would have gone to Greg Bach immediately, and he would have done his best Eric Burton impression. But we're going to let Greg get disconnected and reconnected and come join us as he does on Friday mornings here on our history lesson. So while we have The Animals in the background, let me tell you something that happened this day. In 1906, when St. Louis University quarterback Brad Robinson threw the first legal forward pass in NCAA football history while playing Carroll College in Waukesha. St. Louis would go on to win 22-0. The forward pass had just been legalized in 1906 as a safety measure due to the high amount of injuries to runners. They thought passing would be a kinder, gentler way to play football, Greg Bach. Not really thinking what's going to happen to the wide receiver who's looking up and trying to catch this football before being completely pummeled. Mr. Bach, how are you?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me now?
I hear you great now, yes.
Okay. There we go. Technology.
Technology. Ain't nothing like it. So,
yeah.
How are you? Did you have a good Labor Day weekend? And I know you've been flying solo here with Jane on a break. So how have things been?
Been really good. Been talking to a lot of great people. This Labor Day weekend was pretty packed. We were celebrating my mother-in-law's 80th birthday, so there was that, and there was a lot going on. There's still some celebration this weekend, but yeah, it's by the time Monday rolled around 3:30, I said to myself, can I go to bed? Can I go to bed right now? Because I feel justified. I feel like I earned this. So.
Oh, absolutely.
The shows have been great. The shows have been wonderful. We're having a really good time, having great discussions with people, really just having fun. And I hope Jane can hear this, because I hope she's resting and relaxing somewhere, doing a thing, vacating.
Let's hope. When is she due back?
She'll be back a week from Monday.
Okay. So we get another week of Greg solo?
We do indeed. But we, you know, it's just, it's not just me. I got Angela Lang will be co-hosting. Dan Schaefer is going to be stopping by. You know, just next week, the guests are just, they're so, I can't even think of them right. I know I'm talking to Rick Reed from Fox Valley Technical College about the economy. We're going to be talking about the impact of the closure of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting with Native Public Media. It's going to be a great week.
Wow, you are going to be a busy one. All right, we should move on music-wise and wish a happy birthday to Al Stewart, the Scottish singer-songwriter, is 78 years old today.
Ooh, ooh.
From John on YouTube, or from Tony on YouTube, it says Greg had a great conversation with John Shelton the other day about unions.
Yes, yes.
No, yeah, John, on a little bit before that, that's really all you need to say. Is anytime you hear John Shelton's going to be on, just clear the decks and listen in.
Yeah.
I think I understand the clean shavenness or the recent clean shavenness, seeing that on this day in 1698, Russian Tsar Peter the Great imposed a tax on beards. There's a new one for you. Okay, you weren't looking to avoid a tax on beards. Okay,
we won't make billionaires pay, but we'll make hipsters.
Yes, hipsters must pay. Let's see, the first gasoline pump was delivered to a dealer in Fort Wayne, Indiana, this day in 1885. And the first Jerry Lewis telethon for muscular dystrophy was held this day in 1966.
I remember watching those.
The late, great Freddie Mercury. Geez. Freddie Mercury of Queen was born this day in 1946.
I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger.
Freddie Mercury passing away in 1991. The late Bob Newhart was born this day in 1929. He passed away, of course, July of last year.
Sure. That was a heartbreaker.
The anniversary of the birth of singer-songwriter the late John Stewart, born this day in 1939.
When the lights go down in the California town, people are in for the evening.
Now, he was part of the Kingston Trio once upon a time. He also wrote the Monkees' number one hit, Daydream Believer. And, of course, then he had this top five hit, Gold, with Stevie Nicks. Again, 1939, John Stewart was born, passed away in 2008. Let's see. Let's skip ahead here to The Muppet Show, because it was on this day. Actually, let me ask Greg. The original Muppet Show, you know what year it premiered?
Like 1975?
Ooh, very close. 1976.
Ah.
Get it, Parker.
It's The Muppet Show, with tonight's guest star, Mr. Joel Grey.
Oh, that guest roster was such a who's who, you know.
Back in the 70s, people were entertained by such art.
Yes. So imagine my surprise, Greg, to see that there's a news item, a rumor, the headline, Seth Rogen reportedly bringing back The Muppet Show. And the article says, is it time to play the music and light the lights with Seth Rogen on The Muppet Show tonight? The latest Hollywood rumor suggests the iconic TV series might be making a comeback, but not on Disney Plus or ABC. Apparently, there are talks in progress right now that may hint at a revival. Now, I know ABC tried to, remember they had Muppets Tonight or something a couple of years ago?
They had a show that was like an Office type of mockumentary.
Yeah.
And halfway through, they realized it wasn't working, so they changed it completely and then just canceled it.
Now, again, I am all Muppets all the time, so yeah. I was happy with it. I was happy with the little short retorts and things, you know. Yeah. But obviously, it wasn't working well enough. And I'm not going to. I mean, I would not detract from Seth Rogen in any way, shape, or form. I just wouldn't call myself a big fan either. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, do you think Seth Rogen could pull this off?
Well, I think I don't want to say I'm a Muppets purist, but like the Muppets like their purpose is for family entertainment, for fun. And I think if you like one of the things that one of the reasons why I think this reboot of the Muppets didn't work long ago was they tried to put it into an adult vernacular. And I don't mean like dirty. I just mean like adults, and it just didn't work. There's gotta be a kid friendly component to it all. Mm-hmm. So if you're bringing back the Muppet Show, I would say just bring it back the way it was with new guests and have fun and be innocent and funny and just appeal to all ages. But yeah, that's the only way I could see it.
I love when you feed right into the things I've been saying before about the variety show. And we just don't have the variety show anymore. The late night shows, those aren't actual variety shows. And I don't mean like America's Got Talent. You know, I'm talking actual variety shows with established acts, not just music, but comedy, performance, and all of that. And if the Muppets are the way that we get to it, then I'm here for it. Because I know it sounds like maybe some people think it's a distinction without a difference, but there's a big difference between doing something that is mostly for the kids, but the adults can watch it because it throws a bone to the adults now and then, as opposed to, well, we're going to do something for the adults, but we'll make it safe enough for the kids. That's not the same thing, you know?
I think there's no better example of that than the first Lego movie. When you watch the Lego movie, that film has so many jokes that works for everybody. And there are some jokes that adults get just because of the language, and not bad language, just the way the jokes are structured. But it's not like Shrek or Shrek 2, where there's a layer of jokes for kids, a layer of joke for adults. It's the Lego movie is just for all people. And I think that's like a great example of comedy for all.
And you know that at the time when I walked out of there, I took my grandsons, and I'm like, I think I liked that as much or more than they did, you know, but we all enjoyed it very much. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll see if that comes back or not. I got one more birthday here. Terry Ellis, one of the co-founders of En Vogue, is 62 years old today. That song. Again, Terry Ellis, 62 years old today. On this day in 1977, NASA launched Voyager 1. Its original mission was a flyby of Jupiter and Saturn. Later included Uranus, let it go, and Neptune. And then in 2012, it became the first human-made object to leave the solar system. And sometime next year, it will finally be one light day away.
Damn.
And it will need another 40,000 years to reach the nearest star. Just in case you're wondering, how big is space?
You know, when people talk about like aliens invading, it's like they might be still on their way here.
Yeah, we'll be there.
It's gonna coming. Be a while.
Yep. Hot take by Tony up in Ashland. Lego Batman may be the greatest movie ever.
Lego Batman took me a moment. I had to watch that like twice before I enjoyed it. There's nothing. Will Arnett as Batman is just like listening to Will Arnett speak. So I was just like, Will Arnett's just being Will Arnett right now. But I finally got on board. I still love the first Lego movie the best. Mm-hmm. And then Lego Batman. But yeah, I get it.
To this day, because of Will Arnett's Batman, we still refer to computers around here as pewter.
We do?
Whenever he's calling for the computer, he'd be like, pewter. And make your command or whatever. So we'd be like, hey, bring me the pewter. We're weirdo, Terrell. What can I tell you? Back to Voyager 1. And a spoiler alert from a movie that's like 40 years old. So sorry. But it was the first Star Trek movie. And remember how they were fighting this machine, this alien life form? And they come to find out it was called V'ger. Everybody called it V'ger. And they finally got close enough to look at it, and it was Voyager, but of course, you know, some dust on the letters and everything. But it had soaked up like all of the knowledge of the universe and was this threat to the Enterprise. And the whole time figuring out it was just Voyager, this little satellite that we launched. It was a blow your mind moment. But again, that was 40 years ago, because I can see how unimpressed the two of you are right now with that plot twist.
Hey Pat, if my mom was here right now, she would be all over. She would take the phone out of my hand and just run with this conversation.
Absolutely. She'd say, you know, right? Ah.
Well, actually, Pat, what you don't understand about that film is when it was made.
On the day calendar today, this is International Day of Charity, and this is National Food Bank Day as well. Do you have some good plans for the weekend?
More celebrations with the family for my mom-in-law's 80th. We're going to go see a play on Sunday, and we're going to go see Dial M for Murder at Drury Lane in Illinois, and then tomorrow we're going to go to like an arts fair in Kenosha. I'm throwing it to a plug for the show today. I'm looking forward to our discussion with Lieutenant Dianne Feinstein about Trump's attacks on cashless bail. So that's going to be a good conversation.
Oh, that will be nice.
That's going to be at 9:35.
Tune in to Matt and Aaron Air from 9 to 11 this morning. Greg Bach, thank you so much. Always great having you on Fridays. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye, guys.
All right, see you later. And a reminder, again, free ticket Friday. You could win tickets to next weekend's game, Brewers against St. Louis, 7:15 p.m. game. But you got to text us, BASE, B-A-S-E, using the Civic Media app. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Where are my manners? Parker, we got so excited jumping into the show, talking sports. It's first Packers game coming up this weekend that I completely whiffed on Brittany Merlot's state forecast for today.
And now you're going to tell it to us right before she gets here.
She'll say more. This is a very brief thing that I don't want to miss, where she says record cold high temperatures are going to be set today. There's a gale warning on Lake Michigan. I remember she told us about that yesterday. And then a drier but cool weekend lies ahead with more mild conditions. She says spotty showers are possible today. Blustery. Again, record low highs, maybe 50 up north to near 60 in the south. Yeah, it's 45 here right now in Chippewa Falls. I don't know if it's going to get much warmer than this. A northwest wind at 20 to 30 miles an hour. And then tonight, partly cloudy and brisk. I don't know if brisk is the word I'd go with when there's going to be wind chills, but low 40s for temperatures tonight statewide and a west wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. That's the statewide forecast. Then Brittany will tell us much more about it coming up right after the 7 o'clock news. We're all just kind of taking in like, yeah, is it really? Yeah. Isn't it still summer?
You know? I said earlier that I'm a fan of fall. Like, I'm fine with the cooler temperatures, whatever.
Yep.
I am not a huge fan of it happening before, like, midway through September.
Yes. Yeah, I'd still like... And apparently, we may be touching 80 again next week. And again, we'll get all the forecast details from Brittany in just a little bit. But yeah, this weekend, if this was the weekend you planned some big outdoor event and you were hoping it was going to be in, you know, shorts and T-shirts... Not so much. Nope. No. Yep. So again, more details from Brittany on the way. I wanted to share a couple of other history notes. A lot of the history is light. It's airy. Others not so much, and not so much on music, but in some ways still worth noting. For example, here's a couple of notes about the Olympics back in 1960. Muhammad Ali, then known as Cassius Clay, won a unanimous decision over a three-time European champion to win Olympic gold in the light heavyweight division at the Games in Rome, again, this day in 1960. Fast forward to 1972, and one of the first, you know how some of your earliest memories are of like big events and oftentimes not very popular big events? One of the earliest things I remember watching on TV was from this day in 1972. It'd be the Munich massacre during the Olympic Games when a Palestinian terrorist group called Black September took 11 Israeli athletes hostage at the Munich Olympic Games. Two would die in the attack, and then nine more were murdered the following day as they tried to make an escape. And I will never forget Jim McKay of ABC Sports passing along the updates and saying of the Israeli athletes, they're all gone. In 1975, there was an assassination attempt on President Gerald Ford by Lynette Squeaky Fromm in Sacramento. The thing is, that would only be the first of two assassination attempts on President Ford that year. Thankfully, neither succeeding. And then this one is especially frustrating. It was on this day 2 years ago that Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys, was sentenced to 22 years in prison 2 years ago today, the longest sentence handed down so far for seditious conspiracy in the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. And this is somebody who should still be in prison. He should be rotting away for his role in a violent insurrection and, you know, the deaths of police officers, the maiming, the injury of law enforcement from a group that loves to call themselves Law and Order. He was originally scheduled to be released in the year 2040. He served less than 2 years at a prison in Louisiana before he was pardoned by Donald Trump on January 20th of this year, the day of his inauguration to his second term. He returned home to Miami and said on a podcast that he wanted retribution against those responsible for his incarceration. He would later attend the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. After the conference ended, he returned to the Capitol building, and he was arrested for striking a female protester who was there. Would there be charges against him for that? No. In fact, the acting U.S. attorney in Washington for the Trump administration said he was not going to prosecute Enrique Tarrio for the assault and that the police officer who arrested him should be reprimanded. On May 3rd of this year, Tarrio and his mother dined at Mar-a-Lago at the invitation of one of the country club's other members, ostensibly. And when Donald Trump walked by, they spoke for about 10 minutes. And Tarrio later said he personally thanked Trump for the pardon, and Trump replied, "I love you guys." That was the president of the United States saying to the leader of an extremist hate group, "I love you guys." You know, the same Proud Boys that during a debate back in 2020, he told the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. And trust me, they're still standing by. They're not going anywhere. As we continue the ongoing erosion of civil liberties, as we just accept certain things as, well, that's just Trump and that's the way that things are. We're slowly working our way toward something akin to January 6th, perhaps on a softer scale, but no less a takedown of the United States government in the way that we would know it now. And it's incumbent upon us to not just wait for some one big explosive event, but to understand that, you know, much like the frog in the boiling water, it would behoove us sooner rather than later to turn the temperature down on this, because somebody else really wants to keep heating the water up. Again, in the Text to Win Free Ticket Friday contest, the word is BASE, B-A-S-E. Two more hours to go as we get rolling on another Friday morning, powered by Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.